Blog Talk Radio.
You know why I didn't name you after me, Christopher? Because you're going to be better than me. Yes, I can see it in your eyes. No wasting your life on something you hate. Not for my son. You're going to college. Yes, maybe be a doctor or
a scientist.
Huh? Yes. Or a senator. Christopher Wilson.
I can see it in your eyes. You are going to do something important. You're going to college.
Christopher, time for work.
My son is going to be special.
We've always had the dreams. Now we have the means. Please, support the United Negro College Fund. A mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Blog Talk Radio.
On the Dynasty, Nigeria, and now, the South of Nashville.
This is product of Damon Network. This is the Solace of Nashville Poetry Hour, and I'm your host, Shannon Stanton. On air now from Lagos, dial in at 615-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Again, that number is 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Well, hello, hello, hello. And all right, all right, all right. This is Shannon Stanton, and I'm back on my poetry show. And I've been gone for a minute, y'all. I've been gone for the past month. I had to do some deeper research on my life and myself as a person. So what happened was I had to go to rehab, get myself together, because I didn't want to die using no drugs. And I'm glad I did, because God has really been moving a whole bunch of different mountains for me. And I'm just really not feeling like the same person I was the last show I did. And I'm changing by the minute. And I'm still working my job. Everything's still moving. And my poetry is still flowing. And it's a better do for me now, because my mind is concentrating on better things. So this is one of the pieces that I wrote, one of the first pieces I wrote while I was in treatment, and it has no title. Here it goes. My thoughts and my own actions are the reasons why I'm in here for the fight of my life. So I said to myself, Shannon, the pen ain't gonna pick its own damn self up and write. Now, I don't care who takes this poem personal. This piece was personal, and I myself took it personal. But personally, I can't keep these personals on my persons without personalizing the person behind my personality. But that's just me. I'm going to need y'all to pray for me, because it's scary knowing God is changing me from the person that I used to be. See, I try to be, but in spite of me, I won't fight for me, because everything that's wrong for me feels so right for me. Because there's one thing about life that I have never understood. Why all the things that's so wrong for me, the stuff that makes me feel so good? Yeah, it sounds good. And I refuse to run back to a weed pipe, crack pipe, and a hair with a needle. I need to hold on to myself before I can be my own sister's keeper. Y'all, I need you. I ain't here to compete with you, trying to beat you. We all gonna eat. I'm just trying to help feed you. I had to write this out to get this out of me and off of me. My ink is the only gateway I have to keep my sanity. Because for real, I'm for real. God's the one who can heal me. I don't care what made me weak. It must have made me stronger, because it didn't kill me. Now, I ain't walking out the doors, because I'm sick of walking out on me. And when I walk up in this place, I came through these doors for me. I hope y'all feel me. Because underneath all this beauty, there's a beast inside that's trying to kill me. But I ain't going to let it. Because I'm all cried out with my soul been dried out. So it's time for God to rewrite it. Because I'm ready to play spades with the hand of the cards that I don't, and it don't matter who's dealing. If I lose the book, I'll take what it took, because it wasn't nothing but a feeling. And I'm going to talk louder than that funky-ass weed I used to smoke, and I feel good without getting high. And whoever or whatever makes you feel you can't make it, they told you a lie. I ain't buying no more mile-high tickets, and ain't nobody causing me to do no crash landing. My addiction brought me to my knees, and I prayed while I was down there, and that's the only reason why I'm still standing. So when I take these clothes off, I'm still clothed in strength, and I'm smiling while I'm wearing my mask. Because personally, I'm the one that has to be the survivor of my own past, and that's that piece.
Wow, so, Shannon, okay, you're starting your mess already. You're already getting down to the get down. Okay, I see you. Okay, we hear you.
I don't know. It feels kind of strange, man, stepping out of my element on a radio show for the first time. Now, while I was in there, you know, I did some poetry for the girls, and they loved all of them. And it's a few that I wrote while I was in there. But it's just, it's different. It's different now because life is moving different, and I'm going in a different pace than I was prior to. And I had the confidence because I had alcohol and the drugs to boost me up, but now I don't have that. So it ain't nothing but
right.
God now, me and God.
Well, I told you, you know, we all have, you know, your back, and, you know, and it's deep. You know, I have a poem right now. Usually I don't usually do poems. I haven't done a poem on this radio for almost like 4 months. So I'm going to make it real quick, and it's all about reality. And it's about love. And I wrote this actually back in 2012. I did this on the solace of Louisville poetry. I wrote this, Steve Queen and Wonder Twins. It's real simple. Just saying your name makes me realize how much meaning you add to my life. I watch your actions every day and hold along your kiss when I'm awake. But reality dawns a rainy day, a world of fantasy and dismay. In my dreams, I make you mine, and I'm going to hold you until the end of time. But you know, Olaski loves to wake, but I found that you weren't there. My world is full of sorrow and despair, and in reality, like a rushing wind, it destroys my hope, my everything. And that's that piece.
Oh. That was nice.
I've been through a lot of pain in my life, a lot of, you know, relationships that didn't go right, sitting on my deck, tears in my eyes, wondering why. And, you know, Shannon, you know, me and you are a rare breed. You know, you are my little sister. We pick ourselves up and we go back at it and we do it again and again and again. We never stop believing what it is, and that is all in all's love, the creator above. Because, you know, even you, when we're down here doing our thing, and sometimes we might hurt people in the process, sometimes we might build people up in the process, man, all in all sees everything. You know, he sees every single thing that we do. And now before we take our next call, of course, you know, I'm going to be on the wheels of steel. I told you I got my girl's back, you know, because she's all that, and so am I. You know, she's a great poet, and I'm a Hall of Famer. You know, we just played, you know, Music Soul Child, you know, Womanopoly, and I'm going to give you a girl from Philadelphia who's been all that, one of the most underrated singers, Miss Shannon Benton. Her name is Carol Riddick. And tonight is the soundtrack of your life. It's about love. Each stage, we talked about the first stage of a woman building herself up from nothing to become a leader and a queen. And now we're talking about a woman jumping into love. Hey, Carol, take us away, baby.
Welcome back. This is Shannon Stanton, the host of Solace of Nashville. And we have a call in the queue. Caller, what's your name? Where are you from?
I'm sorry. I'm here. This is Angela. I'm calling from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Shannon.
Oh, yes.
How are you? I'm so glad to hear you back.
I'm super blessed, Angela. It's good to hear from you. I'm good.
I'm so glad to hear you back. I truly have missed you. I just want to let you know that I am here, not just as the commissioner for O&E Dynasty, but I'm here. If you just need a friend, I'm here. But I want to share something with you. I don't do poems. I mean, I do poems, but poems is not really my thing. Words is my thing. Like, God deal with me with words. And tonight, I want to share this with you. And it's called Transform. The T stands for, today I choose to reset, start over, renew, start from fresh, and I arise to the rebirth, to come from, to ascend. I won't be defeated. I choose to go to the next level. I choose to walk in my spiritual awakening. That is my desire. I shall walk in my truth because faith tells me that it's not going to be easy, but it's possible. I can overcome anything that comes in my path because I am an example of resilience. I've been through the storm. I've weathered, and I still stand. I choose to give my voice power. That speaks volume for my character. I want to motivate in their purpose. Shannon, tonight, you have chose through going through your rehab to transform who you are. And I thank you for being just who you are. I thank you for doing the things that you need to do to get yourself together for you. And I want you to know that I love you from the bottom of my heart.
I love
you too,
Angela. Thank you for
continuing to listen to your show.
Yes, thank you. And I just want to thank you for everything you've done for me thus far, hosting me on your show and doing the little things that you did for me when you took care of me when I asked you to. I mean, you've been an awesome friend, and thank you so much for everything. And I promise you, if it's God's will, I'm going to do better by my friends, because y'all deserve support just like y'all have supported me, and I thank you for everything.
I am my sister's keeper. You know, I believe that is one of my purpose for being on this earth. You know, we all have a purpose. And my purpose, I feel, is to help other people discover their purpose and to help other people walk in their purpose. So that's what I'm here for. I'm here to educate, empower, and encourage. And if that's what I need to do to help you along this journey, that's what I'm here to do.
Thank you, Angela. You hear me?
Yeah, she's gone now. All right, we're going to continue the rest of our show. You got another piece for us right now, Ms. Shannon Stanton?
I do.
All right, let's get to it. We want to hear it.
Okay, this is a piece I wrote this is the first piece I wrote when I went to rehab, because I didn't know if I was going to stay or not, and I was really weak and sick, very sick. God, where are you? Because I really need you here to help me get past what I'm going through. God, please guard me. My shield has too many holes and dents in the arrows when life bombards me. God, I get scared. And half of the time, my heart even questions whether or not you're really even there. But you save me. And even though I can't see it sometimes, you always make a way for me. Love is what you've shown. Even when I stunt my own growth, your love for me has always grown. God, you've been good. Even when I've done all that I shouldn't and less of what I should, God, you never left me. Even through my many troubles, sickness, and sorrows, you always kept me. I won't stop fighting. And when my mouth won't thank you for everything, I'll show you my gratitude through my writing. God, cover me. Shield me from the things that I love and show me how much you're still loving me. God, don't give up on me. And when I'm surrounded by fake and hate, God, show me that you'll keep loving me. I'm going to keep my head up. And if I'm low by life, lows, blows, please, God, please don't let me give up. God, I need you. And if the only way to hold on to you, I hope my arms are long enough to reach you. God, please don't leave me. Because I know if I ask for your grace, you can handle any task regardless of what my needs be. Stay near me. And when I can't find a peace of mind, when I talk to you, I want you to hear me. God, reach down and touch me. Show me how to love you the same way that you love me. God, please protect me. I want to change my life so bad, but sometimes my flesh just won't let me. God, I can't do this alone. And if I lose my way, God, please bring me back to you where I belong. Don't stop believing in me. Let me know you'll stay here when my faith in you is leaving me. God, I know you're there. You help me live again, and if I lose my way, I win, and this is a poet's prayer. That's that piece.
Outstanding, outstanding, and you know, poetry sometimes is always to impress upon others, but sometimes your poetry impresses upon the person who actually writes it. And Shannon is, you know, a lot of people around the chatters and our only family, you know, want to give encouragement. But before we do that, let's keep it real. You know, our wonderful Port Lauderdale here, you know, has been going through a lot. And I told her I had her back all night. Now, this is going to be like a novel between me and her. Her wonderful poetry and, of course, what I do on a constant basis. Tonight we're going to talk about love. And what she shared was her love for herself, being able to overcome all obstacles to win. Shannon Stanton is a winner. And sometimes in relationships, man, you know, to rekindle that flame, especially, you know, when you're loving someone, right? We're going to let Dwelly tell y'all the story, and then we're going to take on our next caller right here on these O&E stations. Hey, boy, what's going on, Dwelly? Tell us what you're talking about. How you treat your woman.
Everybody cheat, right? Come on.
Things about you, like how you's a freak and I, how you do things she never, I never get the pleasure, because of the morning after, the shame she would feel inside, the lecture I'd have to sit through, how her mama raised her right, y'all both rock different hairdos, but y'all kinda look alike. I know the way I tell it sounds wrong, but it feels so right.
Girl,
I'm cheating on my
girl.
I'm cheating on my
girl.
Cheating on my
girl.
That's my word. You drink more than my girl, while she keeps the business poor. She dressed warm in the summer, while you don't wear any clothes. Remembering the other day, a dozen of the long stem roses. You told me never ever. This rose that you would rather me they send them to the other. And then you took off your clothes. You asked me who I'm holding. The nasty one, I suppose. We tussled into the moonlight. Afraid from my everyday world. I fell asleep with my love affair and woke up next to my girl. Yeah, yeah.
Girl,
I'm cheating with my
girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Girl,
I'm cheating on my
girl.
With my young
girl.
Girl,
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 girl, girl, girl.
When love is free, it's a matter of time.
Oh, yeah.
Before it falls, natural.
So love a girl.
Welcome back. This is Shannon Stanton, your host of Silence of Nashville. We have caller 2 on queue. Caller, where you calling from and what's your name?
I'm calling out of Philadelphia, and my name is Tara Strength. How you doing, Miss Stanton?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good to your outstanding poetry. You are a natural talent when it comes to that poetry I see. Where'd you learn to write like that?
Well, I mean, I think it was a gift passed through God, from God to my mother to me, because I've actually been writing poetry since I was 4 years old. So I just picked it up when I was little. I mean, I guess it's just a gift.
Well, you're right. It is a gift. It is a gift from God. You know, it's a reminder that He's with you always, and you're always loved by Him.
Right.
You know, and a lot of times, you know, a lot of us get in trouble when we forget how much we are loved by Him. You are certainly loved by Him, as we all are. You know, and you just got to remember that. You know, I know life is challenging for all of us, but you are supremely talented, and you know you can ride that talent. You can use that talent to soothe your soul when things get tough, which I'm pretty sure you do. And I just want to thank you for sharing that gift with us.
Thank you.
I know it soothes my soul when I hear you.
Thank you so much. Do you have a piece you want to do for us?
I have a piece? Oh, no, I don't have a piece. No, I'm not talented like that, no. but I really thank you for your show. The show is outstanding. I enjoyed listening to you, and you just hang in there. And you just remember that no matter what's going on, you are loved always, 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 Shannon.
Thank you.
And that's all I have.
Okay. Are you ready for me to do another piece?
We are always ready for you to do pieces. That's why we have this show, man. Your talent is poetry. Let's get it in, man. Let's do it.
This is a piece
that's
old.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's an older piece, but everybody seems to love it, and I love it too, and I need to hear this piece for myself tonight. It's called Power in the Thorn. This thorn in my side has caused so much pain. I've done all that I could. I pulled, I tugged, and I yanked at it, but my efforts were just no good. So I went to my friends and to all of these doctors just to find a remedy. But it seemed the thorn plunged deeper inside and turned from pain to misery. So with a humble heart, I went to God in hopes that he would heal. He denied my request and he said he knows best and just let him do his will. So I tried to move on with my life as if the thorn wasn't even there. But inside it felt like I was broken and I just could not never be repaired. I started to see the people I love moving on without me in their life. I carried a smile, but loneliness haunted me on the inside. So once again, I went to the Lord and I said, God, remove this from my side. And he said no, and later on I know the reasons by and by. This made me feel so helpless. It made me wonder, what is there left to do? I felt like God had left me alone to try to make it through. Self-pity sank in, and I drank in sin as bitterness filled my cup. The end started looking attractive to me. I just wanted to give it all up. And then all of a sudden, the grace of God came flooding through my mind. So in spite of me, I fell to my knees to pray to God just one more time. I said, God, please take this thorn away. It's too much for my side. He said, the thorn will remain, but my love hasn't changed, and here's the reason why. He said that I was chosen for his purpose and his reason. He said that he would make me whole to bear fruit in my season. He said the thorn was not designed to hurt, harm, or destroy. He said that if I nurtured it, one day it'd bring me joy. He said the thorn was there when I had nothing or nobody else. The thorn would one day help you go and bless somebody else. And when you get discouraged just because things don't go as planned, remember the friend you have in Jesus. Talk to him. He'll understand. You have a thorn. You're not a thorn. And you're the one I chose. Even though the world only sees a thorn, all I made was a beautiful rose. Just at peace.
Wow. Now, see, Shannon Stanton, you know, that's why she's here. You know what I mean? One of the most talented poets we ever had on this network. You know, it's following the same line as Miss Tia's Queen and Precious Patterson and Gina Storm. The greats. I'm saying now she's here to perform. Listen, all you guys out there, man, you got a lot of callers, but of course, you know, this is our, you know, our lifeline tonight, you know what I'm saying, Shannon and I, giving you the volumes, okay, giving you the book and giving you the music, giving you the score of tonight. There is no other song I could play for you right now, and this is dedicated to you, Shannon. I love you very, very, very much. And the only person that can talk to you right now, you ready for it, Shannon, is the great.
Yes.
It's the great Donnie Hathaway. Let's get it.
To the world.
know what, tonight, man, Shannon Stanton wants to hear from our callers tonight. She'll give you one last piece at the end of the program. But we're going to get these callers on right now. Is that all right, Shannon, get these callers on? That's what you'd like, right?
It is absolutely okay to get these callers on. Let's get it in.
All right, caller number 3 on the line right now with Shannon Stanton and the South of Nashville right here at O&E. Caller. All right, you know.
Hello?
I know this person didn't fall out in the spirit. Caller, you on the line?
Hello?
There she is. All right, there we go.
Hey, girl. How you doing?
Hey, Andrea.
How you doing? I had to call in tonight, and I just had to say, girl, that power of the thorns, you probably don't remember, but a year ago this month, you read that on my show when I was going through a very difficult time, and it really encouraged me, girl. You are gifted, you are anointed, and you touch more people than you probably realize, and a lot of times when we're going through our deepest pain, that's where those deepest gifts come out, like that poem you just read. And, girl, just keep moving forward because you're such a blessing to the world, more than you realize. And I just wanted to stop by tonight and tell you that. And I love you. Always here.
I love you too, Andrea.
I love you, too. And I got a poem for you, if that's okay.
Yes, ma'am.
You may have heard it before. It's called He Restores My Soul. I wrote this at a night. It was a very dark night for me. Hope it encourages you. It says, I'm awake tonight, feeling so weary. I pray to God through tears of despair. I ask God, are you still there? Life sometimes gets too much to bear. Hours pass, still no rest. I ask God to give me strength to fight this mess. I cry, God, please help me to steer the course. Guide me with your gentle voice. Speak to me, and I will listen, because I know only you can direct me in the right position. As daybreak gets near, suddenly peace appears, and somehow I just know He has restored my soul. Thank you, Lord, for holding me and never, ever letting go. That's for you.
And oh, Andrew, that was beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome. Just know He's always there for you. And reach out to me anytime, girl, okay?
I will.
All right. I love you, girl.
I love you too.
All right. That was our only alumni host, Ms. Andrea Kaczynski, and we really appreciate her and her support still down through our months and being part of Legacy of the O&E Dynasty. Okay, now we go to our next caller number 4. You're on the line right now with Shannon Stanton in the South of Nashville right here at O&E.
Hello. Hi, Miss Shannon. How are you?
I'm super blessed. How about yourself?
I'm well. This is Charisse, and I'm calling in to congratulate you. And I'm listening to your wonderful art of poetry. Poetry is phenomenal. You're like one of the best poets that I've ever conversated with. And it comes so natural to you. And I also want to congratulate you on your journey in life, and I'm here cheering for you because I'm standing outside of the picture, looking inside the picture, which is where you are, and based upon what I see, you are stronger than any person that I ever came in contact with, and I'm so happy for you, and I'm going to always cheer for you, no matter what.
Thank you so much. That means a lot to me. Charisse,
yes.
Can you tell everyone about your show?
Oh, yes. My show is the Charisse Lee Program, and I deal with, you know, different issues concerning domestic violence. I am a beginner advocate for domestic violence. I'm continuing on the legacy of my mother, who was an advocate as well. So, you know, that's just what I do, because it is, domestic violence is like the highest rate of violence that ever existed. Some cases are known and other cases are unknown. And, you know, I just wanted to bring it to everyone's attention. Thank you, Ms. Shannon, for letting me say my piece. And I love you. Yeah,
thank you so much for coming through. You got a poem? Hello?
Not this time. I'm really not like a poetry type person, but
okay.
I can try to
you
prepare one.
You just called in to support me?
Yes, I just called in to support you because I think you're so wonderful. And I
thank
just
you
to let
so
know,
much.
I'm listening to you. You're welcome, and I am supporting you every step of the way.
Thank you so much, Sharice.
Well, I told you, Shannon, you know, a lot of times, you know, Shannon's been fighting through a whole lot, guys, okay? And, you know, she goes through a whole lot. It's none of y'all business what she's going through. I know, she knows, okay? But, yeah, you know, man, all is going to be all right. But, you know,
right.
She's going through it tonight, and I know she's going through it tonight. And she's fighting through it. And you're here to support her, and I'm really appreciative to all the people who have called in and are listening around the world tonight. And, of course, our next caller. And, of course, you know, we always have these titles and accolades, but I have to say it when they have earned it. The 2019 Broadcasting Enshrinee for the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame. The woman that, yes, the fraud, I always say she's from, really from New York, but, she, you know, I named her the Jersey Jewel. Ms. Jerry Petito, y'all.
Hey, Shannon. How are you, sweetheart?
Hey, Jerry, I'm good. It's good to hear from you, and congratulations.
Thank you. I'm really emotional tonight, and I'll tell you why in a minute. But listening to you, and I'm glad you're safe. I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you went into rehab, and I'm glad you're honoring God, because July will be 30 years for me. And if it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be here today. And he's bringing you through this for a reason. And you're right about that thorn, because he has to touch each of us the way we need to be touched. You know, I always kid around and say, he can't whisper to me. He's got to, like, hit me over the head and say, do it now. Do this, Jer. And I'll be like, okay. You know, he can't whisper. Like, maybe to Andrea he can whisper, you know? And I think you and I have a similar personality with that. And where you're concerned, like you were saying, with the thorn staying in your side, God knows you best, and he knows that that's what's going to bring you to the next level. And as far as your poetry, you know what I feel and think about you and your poetry. To me, you are absolutely one of the greatest poets ever. I've said that to you so many times, and I mean that, girl. So
I'm going to continue
to pray for you, that you just stay on the straight and narrow. You have to do it. You have no choice. You hear me? Don't let me whack you.
I don't.
Okay, girlfriend? You have to.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, sweetheart.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, there's something else, Brother Owen, I would like to acknowledge tonight. I do have a poem, but it's kind of off the track, and you'll hear why. We want to honor someone tonight, okay, sweetheart? If you don't mind, I'm going to read it now, okay?
Yes.
All right. Kenny Jeremiah. October 24th of 2020 this year, I surprised a good friend at his show filled with cheer. Kenny Jeremiah is a legend. Soul Survivors was the name. Expressway to Your Heart brought him to fame. The first time we met, we knew from the start our friendship would last. He owned a piece of my heart. Jersey Jewel, he would call me, and smiling, I'd say, expressway to my heart you have every day. The world he had dancing to all of his songs, still jumping off chairs, lived till 70 strong. Today, my heart broke to hear of this news. He lost his battle to COVID. He fought not to lose. He struggled 2 months and fought really hard, but God said, I need you to sing in our yard. I sent honor and love to a man I call friend. To the world, he was loved right up till the end. Let's pray for his family, for them to stay strong. Rest easy now, angel. In heaven you belong. That's for Kenny Jeremiah. Rest in peace, my friend.
And, of course, Shannon, we have a special, special dedication to Kenny Jeremiah, and I went back into the archives and let us do it, you know, expressway to your heart.
That was beautiful, Jalen.
We wanted to give honor to one of the Hall of Fame rock and rollers. He's definitely going to be missing. Me being a DJ, I had to do that. Rest in life, Kenny Jeremiah. We're all going to miss you. You definitely had this rest with all of our hearts. And what more can I say? To the family, you know, we hope that you find the name of this show, which is Solace. All right, Shannon Stanton, you ready for the next caller to come on here and do a little bit of poetry? Is you ready? Maybe she's not. Maybe Shannon fell out of the spirit. Shannon, you there?
Yes, I am. I'm sorry. Right here, you don't mute. I was talking to my
goddaughter.
Everybody
got the spirit of Andrea Presley. Everybody falls out in the spirit. Even Tony Bacatoon caught me once, but I got him right back next week. Anyway, that's also noted. Okay, caller number 5 is going to arrive right now with Shannon Stanton and the Solace of Nashville right here at ONE Dynasty.
How's it going?
It's going pretty good.
This is, Okay. This is Mr. Automatic Charismatic. And wow. I called in, I saw the title of the show, and I was like, wow. You know what I mean? So I had to call in.
Thank you.
And I'm listening to this great poetry, and I'm a poet myself. You know?
You got a piece for us?
Yes, I do. I always have a piece. I have my mind, so I bring my piece within my mind. All right, so, okay.
The mic is yours.
Well, okay. This poem is called Habit. All right, let's go. Here we go. You see, as I intervene, like a cycle, educated, formulated, this time indeed I will succeed. Everything that I will not be fatigued. I make sure that people do believe that in my mind I shall achieve. Everything that goes in review, see, I go ahead and get my point through. How much of a habit is this? Making the mic my addiction. Everything to grab people's attention. Go ahead. Push up. Everything that I dug up. My information. Changing the situation around. It can only be a habit. That everything lost is negative can be put down in the casket. Tragically, I kill all the negative vibes that try to come to me. But it's a habit. It's like an injection. So everything the powerful may come right to your direction. Never be sad. Always keep your head up. Sometimes you're looking at this world like you're fed up. Everything that's lost is not lost, and everything that's lost is, well, be false. Now go ahead and put your exhaust. Where is the memory? What's the time? What's the limit? What is everything we're going through this world for every minute? But this is our time. You see, we got to realize what the habit is. My habit is to be all natural. My habit is to be like the capital, the boss. The boss for everything that costs. See, I would never be lost. See, I find my way around the circle and everything is so universal. But see, it's the time. I'm on the stage right in my prime. And every day in this life I will shine, but this is a habit and I let it be known. My habit. Everything is so fantastic. Everything is so fantastic. So it's graphic. It's like magic. It's a habit to be greater, a part of my nature. Mrs. Automatic Charismatic, the lyrical engine. 10 years in, I'm all in. Mike Tyson with a knockout round. Viper and Drive.
Listen, that was that piece. Shannon, how you feel about that piece right there? Mike Tyson, I named that.
I loved
Tyson,
it.
You know what I mean?
I loved it. That was amazing. Thank you so much for that.
Yes, indeed. I love you. This man here, and I always say when he comes on, I did get a chance to do it on the Oscar, it wasn't the place. But I'm going to do it now as a regular show. This man here helped me do a lot in technology. And, you know, and then I start to innovate more and more and more using my mind. But you got to give, you know, props where props is due. I love me some Mr. Automatic Charismatic, the wonderful Larry Shepard. What more can I say? Thank you, sir, for tonight.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Hey, man, stick around, man. And now we go back into, you know, of course, you know, our score tonight. And it wouldn't be
the way to do it unless you had Jaguar Wright do it. Be free, y'all.
Like the Bible says, there's a time and a purpose for everything under heaven. And I think you'll be free. You act like you wanna be free. I could go and let you be free.
That was part of our archives, guys. You know what I mean? Some of the greatest shows you ever had on the Dynasty. That show was brought to you originally on December 4th, 2020. I'm always thinking about February 4th, 2013 when we started. And my mind's always going back to my mom and all that. So I might say February a lot. But December 4th, 2020, a young lady by the name of Shannon Stanton gave us that life and that gift in the solace of Nashville. Never bring on our first call of the night, and he's a person that is an intern to our network, and let him hear our archives way before he knew only Dynasty existed. the gifted one, Jerick Thomas. How are you tonight? And I have a strange feeling that he just fell out in the spirit. I cannot believe it. Bring him on and he's not ready. But okay. But we're going to try to bring on someone else on the line right now as he's getting himself together. A person that is the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee for the class of 2020, Mr. Huni Bakatun. Huni, how you feel about this tonight?
Now, can you hear me? Hello?
I hear you now.
Okay. All right. Look, man, first of all, the God of Shannon Stanton is the truth. I'm telling you. And those of us who was privileged to be able to hear her online and doing her poetry, when I say that to be able to see her perform her shows live, oh, my God, man. Just one of the best to ever do it. And there's many people have done it in their own way, and I give just due to each and every one of them. But I have also said that she actually is one of the few that actually speaks to my soul. She gives poetry from the soul. And the good thing about it is I give thanks for the time that she has blessed us here at O&E Dynasty, because we got the archives to prove it like you did tonight, that she has a divine gift. And despite her challenges, that didn't take anything away from her. And if anything, it enhanced it. You feel what
yep.
I'm saying? Hall
I
of Fame.
Yes, I do.
Mr. Producer, I'm telling you, man, she really, really didn't let it get her down. And this show here was therapy for her and was meaningful to so many people that was also tuning in to what she had to say.
It's crazy, man, because we have Hall of Famers, we have interns, and we have alumni. And I always tell people that think that they did not start at O&E. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Even though you're doing great things, but you know you started here. So stop playing. All right, I'm bringing on that person that's out in the spirit there, Huni Bakatun. And hopefully he's
okay.
Ready now. You know, he did his Angela Krasinski type of whisper. He did his Andrea Presley falling out in the spirit. The one and only gifted one, Jerick Thomas, our intern at O&E. Jerick?
Good evening. How's it going?
Hey, man. You heard our archive. You let us know how it's going, man. O&E Dynasty is fantastic. The history. Legacy continues.
I'm listening to the show, and I done pressed one because I done found the piece that I was going to do on the show tonight. I enjoyed that thorn in the side. It was really touching home. So I really enjoyed the show tonight.
Yes, indeed. Well, the mic is yours.
All right. Let me pull this piece up really quick. This piece is called The Undesirables. Note, this is a message to the misunderstood, left, forgotten to their demise. I've come to the conclusion that people who struggle the hardest rise to the occasion when things seem to be the darkest to see. Drowning in the rain of the people who sees their disdain and distance in your eyes from your cries. Wanting to break free from the burden of being misrepresented and no longer being seen as a human being, but case number 210562. My heart and my hope goes out to my fellow undesirables, made to feel that you should be okay with shitty circumstances, seeing death and dysfunction, looking around for hope around the corner, having to accept the heartless apologies from the people who've left you down after they've made suggestions for your life when they're not there to share your pain, shame, and sorrows as you cry out to God for a better tomorrow, leaving you feeling hollow. To be treated third class in a second class society of case by case with no justice or joy or wonder if you're better off without the system who leaves you to slums, bums, and seen and unseen critters. But they'll tell you it'll be okay, leaving you to carry on with your burden. I understand the feeling of wanting to control your own life and destiny, but being made to feel that thinking, planning, or dreaming, and to settle for their motives as they plan and scheme your life, love, and pursuit of the American dream, the undesirables.
And that's that piece, y'all. Way back in tune, you look at a guy right here, man, who is part of our ONE legacy, you know, that legacy, the legend of what we do on a constant basis. Your thoughts on what he talked about, and definitely who he represents, the undesirables.
You know, the more and more I continue to listen to you, the gifted one, it never ceases to amaze me. You are a remarkable talent. You're brilliant. And I like the fact that you can speak in the way in which you do. You're very passionate about what you do. And I just stand in amazement. And the good thing about it, you're not alone. This is not a battle that you're fighting on your own. You got, like millions and millions of people who's also got those same challenges. And even I have my challenges, not like the challenges that you face, but I do respect you and I look at you also as one of us, especially when it comes to the plight over here in the shores of America. We've all been through hell. And one good thing I will say about you as you continue to come forth, I mean, ONE Dynasty and the rest of the world is just getting a touch of what you're capable of delivering. Trust me, it took a while for us to, you know, I'm saying myself included, it took a while for me to grow into what my purpose was. And the good thing about it, being that you know who and what you are, you're comfortable with being who and what you are. So the only other thing to do that's vital, in my most humblest opinion, is to let yourself go and let the world have it. Sometimes it can come off as cocky. It can come off as many different ways. So my last thing to you is don't worry about us, the listener, how we're going to receive it. You concentrate more on delivering what it is that you have incarnated here to deliver. If you can comprehend what I'm doing my best to convey to you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you, Hunibakatun King, brother. I receive it. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, and thank you as well.
Tonight's show has been about healing and delivering a message. Our sister Shannon, at that time in December, was going through a whole lot, and she still did her show. Excuses are for the incompetent. Tomorrow night on these ONE stations, we come back with the legend, the Jersey Jewel, the 2019 Internet Wonder, the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting and Enshrining, and the Jerry Petito Show, 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time on these ONE stations. And, of course, Damon Network has advertising to ONE, which is Oladela Ingo's Enterprise Music, of course, at www.thelookingglassentertainment at wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Primetime One at Damon.com. We're Ngozi Tybo for Twitter and Instagram. Oladela Ngozi at Pinterest and Google Plus. Oladela Malewa Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, the ONE Damon Classic, as well as the historic, determined, and motivated online now network established 2016. And any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight, oladele.ngozi@mygmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, and also the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame producer and shrining for the class of 2021. Oladele Malewa Ngozi saying good night and good luck. So all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight, stay tuned. The best is yet to come.